You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Brigitte Folk, owner of Amazing Global Travel, a travel company that offers customized trips and tours to Middle Eastern countries such as Egypt and Dubai, among others. Brigitte, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
And certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, your book, The Tour Guide Intrigue on the Nile, is based on your true story. Why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote the book at the time, number one, maybe I could help the tour guide because he was really under a lot of pressure and fear. And number two, maybe somebody that read it along the line would come up with some answers, because I certainly couldn't. So since I finished the book, I found some answers, but by far not all.
And that is good news that you have gotten some answers, and that is certainly what you're looking for. Now, has this been a catharsis exercise, or has it been heartbreaking to relive these horrible incidents?
It's been pretty heartbreaking, and actually to this day it's still heartbreaking, because I came so close, and then the tour guide was killed. I don't know whether he died a natural death or was actually killed by the CIA, which I strongly suspect, not the only one. So it's just something that will probably follow me for the rest of my life.
If you would, tell us how long ago has these incidences occurred, in months or years, especially what you just mentioned, the tour guide being killed?
That happened early this year. It finally kind of exhausted my patience, and I was going to go to Egypt with a friend, she's an archaeologist, and find him, because up to then he had always said, yes, we'll meet and I can show you a whole file. But then for some reason or another, he never showed. He didn't. And I thought, well, in the meantime, I had acquired a friend who also knew him quite well. And I said, with the help of this guy, I will be able to counter him and ask the questions that have been tormenting me for so many years. Anyway, I had everything arranged, and a week before I was due to leave for Egypt, I got the news from Egypt that he had died, and supposedly of a heart attack. But in the meantime, he had already told me, we were talking again, that he had worked for the CIA, or maybe still was working for the CIA in Egypt for 20 years. He was also well acquainted with our esteemed Senator McCain, which obviously puzzled me to no end. How did that connection come about? But anyway, so then he's dead. It was too late for me to cancel the trip. But I also know a little bit about CIA and all that. In the meantime, supposedly there are ways to induce heart attacks that look like real, and you never know the better of it. So that's the story. That's the sad end. So I never get my questions answered.
Tell us, why do you think Abdul has such a hold on you, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it has something to do with things that happened to me way in the past. mine is a really crazy story. But yes, he did have a hold on me, and I still don't understand why, and I've been trying to analyze it myself. But there were a lot of similarities to the love of my life, if I may say so. And that man was a Catholic priest. He left the church because of me and became director of mental health. Anyway, and there were a lot of similarities in the characters. So maybe that had something to do with you. They say once you have met the love of your life, you are always searching for somebody similar. Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally makes sense, and a lot of interesting details and storylines here today. We're joined by Brigitte Folk, owner of Amazing Global Travel, a travel company that offers customized trips and tours to Middle Eastern countries such as Egypt and Dubai, among others, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Brigitte, what do you hope to accomplish by writing this book?
Well, hoping that somebody, like I said earlier, would come across it and help me find the truth. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense, and we certainly wish you all the best in your endeavors in getting all the answers, no doubt about that. What has been the most frustrating element about this unresolved case?
Well, I guess it's the human mind wants answers, and there's too many answers that are missing, and too many people were affected by this. Friendships, and there were apparently threats made, etc., and I have no idea why. That's what puzzles me. Why was I in the middle of all this? Who engineered it?
Certainly is a mystery, and I know that if you're persistent in getting all the answers, you'll find out the truth. We certainly hope so, no doubt about that. Now, as we mentioned earlier, your book, The Tour Guide Intrigue on the Nile, is based on your true story. If someone wanted to pick up this book or to get further details, where could they actually buy the book and find out more about it?
No, it's available on Amazon.
And that certainly is easy enough. And as far as your Amazing Global Travel Company, if you would get into some of the details about your company and some of the upcoming trips that you have planned, if you don't mind sharing.
The company was formed about a year ago, together with an Egyptian friend who happened to be also an acquaintance or friend of the tour guide. And it was one of my motivations was sometimes you try to get over something by doing something in that goes into that direction. And I've never gotten over a lot of these things, and it has affected my family. So I thought, well, I do love Egypt. I love the history. So I decided I'll do this venture with this friend. And we started from scratch with no money. And little by little, we are getting bookings, and he wants to get established in the United States. He's a wonderful person, so I'm very proud of working with him.
But again, if you would touch on some of the highlights of the company and some of the luxury private tours that you do conduct, to get into some of those details.
They are customized. Sometimes, you know, we have one person, two people approach us, and they're wanting to see the sights, they're wanting to do this. And we do whatever they want. They want to sail on a dhabiya, fine, we give them the dhabiya. They want to stay in a certain hotel, we will do that. They want to, you know, customize their schedules. If they want to arrange it with a trip to South Africa, we will do that. We'll do anything they would like to do.
Well, you certainly can't beat that. That sounds like some awesome benefits there through Amazing Global Travel. And I really appreciate your joining us here today in all regards, and wishing you nothing but the best in getting all the answers through your book, The Tour Guide Intrigue on the Nile. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yes, I'm appealing to the audience to help me solve a mystery that has overshadowed my life for now well over 20 years. So if anybody has connections, know somebody that could help me, because it has taken place not only here in the United States, but in Germany and Egypt. And I lived in fear and terror for so many years, and it would be great if there could be a satisfactory conclusion.
And we certainly wish you, again, nothing but the best in all regards. Folks, if you wanted to get more information on Amazing Global Travel, it's amazingglobaltravel.com. And for luxury private tours, it's egyptluxuryprivatetours.com. And of course, her book, The Tour Guide Intrigue on the Nile, sounds like a must read. Now you can find that book on Amazon. Brigitte, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Birgitta Folk, owner of Amazing Global Travel, a travel company that offers customized trips and tours to Middle Eastern countries such as Egypt and Dubai, among others. And again, for further details, it's amazingglobaltravel.com or egyptluxuryprivatetours.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.